This is Diarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diarus. This is flyer number 773, part 2, entitled Canadian Feminist Governmental Campaign Against the Manosphere. Continuing straight on. Let me find the place. The masculists get very frustrated that the mainstream media has not yet really taken up the masculist and MGTOW messages, so that nearly all women are still monoconscious, who still express the awful hypocrisy as shown by the women in the video. What must happen is that masculist and MGTOW ideas become part of everyone's general knowledge. Every thinking person should be aware that gender oppression is a two-way street. Every thinking person ought to be familiar with masculist arguments so that they too, along with the masculists, see the awful hypocrisy of the feminists in the video and criticize them sharply for their misandry and closed-mindedness, for their profound gender political ignorance. Masculists want men to be a lot better informed about MGTOW and masculist ideas, so that these men can fight their own individual gender political battles with monoconscious feminists, haranguing them out of the room with their verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric, showing these monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, that the longer they remain monoconscious, the more likely they will be dumped by their currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, husbands, partners, once they are targeted by masculists who teach these men masculist ideas, converting these men into bi-conscious masculists, who then see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends, wives, partners as hypocrisy and bigotry, become disgusted with them, and then dump them. Soon, millions of monoconscious feminists will be dumped, who will then see their former boyfriends taking up relationships with bioconscious feminists, who are a lot nicer for men to be with, since they have lost their monoconscious bitchiness towards men, because they see that women oppress men worse. This process is already well underway. There are today, that's August 2026, many dozen female masculists on the internet preaching masculist ideas to women, having more influence on fellow women than do men who say the same things, in brackets, and have been saying for the past decade that the women are parroting and only rarely coming out with original opinions, close brackets. Once a majority of people of both sexes become bi-conscious, then the politicians, gender politicians, in the parliaments can set up GECs, G-E-Cs, Gender Equality Committees, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, in capital letters, which is far from being the case in today's gynocentric culture that is overwhelmingly monoconscious. The masculist half of these GECs will then men fare the gender laws. For example, they will push for the fipping of women, the creation the creation of a fip society, so that the divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed, so that they are based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, that is, women are assumed to be fips, so that custody of kids is made joint by default, so that there is no halving of wealth and stuff, so that alimony is thrown out, so that the owner of the house gets to keep it, etc. The GECs will push for the bi-consciousing of society, for the establishment of masculist groups in every high school and college, for the creation of men's studies courses at universities, for the spreading of masculist ideas in the media, in newspapers, magazines, books, and movies. These GECs will legislate the para, That's the paternity rejection right. That will give men the same legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life that women have. The fact that women have the mara, but men don't have the para, makes Maskus burn with injustice. The GEX will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, in which the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. Close brackets. Maskus want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a worse gender crime than rape that typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. These GECs will then push for the MCT for women. That's mother career timeline. That is a way for women to be both FIPs and mothers, so that we don't wipe ourselves out due to too low a birth rate, well below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. In South Korea, in Seoul, the capital, the birth rate was 0.55 children per woman in 2023, the lowest in the world. An example of an MCT for a woman who gets a career competent master's degree at 23 is as follows. She then works for 3 years in her lucrative profession, marries in that time, and has her first kid at 26 and her second at 28 to fulfill her civic duty to reproduce the next generation. When her second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4, she is 32. She returns to her profession so as not to be a fluffy parasite of her husband, so that she does not manslave and divorce rape her husband. She has her kids in her 20s to avoid the 10% chance that she will have fertility problems by the age of 30. During the 6 years that she's at home raising the two kids, she gets a maternity wage from the government that is equal to her average salary during the 3 years she was working. This will be very expensive for the government, but necessary, since it's nowadays so expensive to have a kid, and housing costs are so high that to stop work to raise kids is too costly for a couple to suddenly lose half their income when the mother stops working to raise kids. The philosophy expressed here is that it is the responsibility of the whole culture to pay for the raising of kids rather than just of the parents. This hefty price will have to be borne by the taxpayers as a whole. Maskus see monoconscious feminists not only as hypocrites for their awful monoconsciousness, but also as indirect geociders. Monoconscious feminists are indirectly wiping out whole populations due to their monoconscious misandry that so pisses off young men that they refuse to date monoconscious feministed women. In 2022, there was a famous opinion poll taken by Pew, PW, Research Center, who found that nearly two-thirds, 63% of young men in the US between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, because these young men feel that these young women are undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Thus, monoconscious feminists are indirectly wiping out whole populations, since they are the root cause of young men finding young women to be undateable. Young men who don't even date young women are not going to give young women their sperm, so the birth rate crashes. Since we are talking about two-thirds of young men, two-thirds! Exclamation mark. With the birth rate crashing in time, whole populations will crash. In South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes in the world, where the two sexes are screaming at each other, the birth rate is so low that in a mere four generations, if one does the math, the country will no longer be with us. The North Koreans will not need their nuclear weapons. They can simply walk into South Korea unopposed, since there will be no more South Koreans to oppose them. So Maskus see monoconscious feminists as both hypocrites and geociders, and hence hated and feel strongly that such women, in capital letters, should be hated for their awful gender crimes against men, against humanity, since it is humanity as a whole that is being wiped out, indirectly, by the awful misandry of monoconscious feminists. This ratcheting up of the gender war between men and women, between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists, will only raise the temperature and passion of the gender political debate. Masculists see feminism, monoconscious feminism, as a cancer to be eradicated because it is indirectly wiping out whole populations. It is geocidal. Masculists have, in effect, two main enemies: fluffies, who are seen as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated by being forced to become phips or to rot on the shelf, and monoconscious feminists, who are seen as hypocritical geociders, also to be exterminated by being forced to become biconscious or to rot on the shelf. These monoconscious Canadian feminists in the video and in the Canadian Parliament need to have their masculine consciousnesses raised, or they will become the victims of an extremely angry, hateful, masculine war against them. They will suffer horribly because they will lose the men in their lives. As masculine and MGTOW ideas keep spreading through the manosphere, more men will not tolerate these women's monoconscious hypocrisy and geocide and will spit in their faces. The longer these feminists remain monoconscious, the more they will be hated by the manosphere, by MGTOWs and masculists, who see them as vermin, who should be hated for their awful gender crimes against men and against humanity, wiping out whole populations, the worst of all gender crimes. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email: profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website: profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Click on the Masculus tab for 770 plus Masculus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Masculus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Masculus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, De Garis Masculus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Masculus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.